Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And there's Patrick Creighton.
Yeah, in the building. There he is. That was a great stretch you had going there, Lefty. When I parked, guys, and got out of my rig, man, I looked out there and I saw just probably about six or seven groups of four guys, man, kind of just eyeing down that putt, trying to read that putt, you know, fixing it, just get on that green and probably out there lying to each other, you know, the good fella time. Man, I miss it, man. I need that in my life.
Get out there.
Oh, man. Well, I got a show to do, Logan.
Yeah, you got a show to do. However, I don't. Y'all see any spaces at the driving range? Because I'm about to be there.
I can't see it, man. We got signage behind us. But come on, bring your clubs, man. Yeah. They'll make a hole.
We'll see.
Buddy, the clubs are in the car. I'm about to see you in a minute. Okay. But these fine folks listening, they get to hear you right now. You're listening to KLT, KLT, HD2, and Odyssey Sports Station. And right now, live from East River 9 in Edo, the drive is live.
That's right. The drive is live, and we're having a good time. And listen up, man. Reggie might have clubs with him. I'm going to tell you right now, you don't got to have clubs. All right, you can come out here and just have a good time without clubs. And be honest with you, they'll supply it for you.
You're going to get hard.
There you go.
Tyler's here.
Yeah, we know Tyler's here. He's got his Aggie
shirt on. What up, boys?
I don't know about you. I'm feeling a little too damn cool with these shades on right now. I'm going to tell you that now.
I mean, it goes really well with them blonde tips you got, man.
Is that Mr. Worldwide?
I'm feeling a little too.
My man got some Louis Vuitton shades on with blonde tips.
A little too
Tyler.
Cool, man.
Looking like Pitbull.
I'm telling you, man, our staff is so great. They give such great gifts around here, man. We do appreciate that. No, guys, come on out here. As we'll be here till 6 o'clock. Good times out here on a football Friday. The bartenders are always great here. They've got an array of drinks frozen, on the rocks, whatever you need. The food is fantastic as well. Clint will get a chopped salad here in an hour or so, and I know he loves that. But you can go salad, you can go sandwich, you can go wings, you can do whatever you want to do here. So come on out and have a good time. Pickleball courts. Nine holes of golf you can get in. The best, maybe one of the best, if not the best, views of the skyline right there in front of you if you come out on the first tee. So get on out here to East River 9 as well. And today, Clint, we have two $25. Let me open up this thing to make sure
it's in there.
Let me make sure. Let me make sure.
But right now, lying to people now,
as of right now, because yesterday I got tripped up. That's right. We got two $25 Visa gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors, as well as tickets to U of H and Baylor. So U of H and Baylor, as they will face off, you can have a chance to win tickets to that game and a couple of $25 Visa gift, or not Visa gift cards, $25 gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors. So come on in.
Also, when you come in, there's a pop-up it's sitting right here just inside the door to the right, and it is the Ultimate Football Tailgate prize pack.
Clint, you can run into it right there. It's right as soon as you walk. You can't miss it. It's
a big
one.
That's right.
You hit that QR code, baby.
You to make sure you scan that QR code. What you're doing there is you're registering to win $1,000 to Academy Sports and Outdoors. It's a gift card, so you can do whatever the hell you want with it. $1,000 gift card and two seats in the suite, in our suite, the Odyssey suite, the Sports Radio 610 suite, which is the second largest suite at NRG Stadium, and it is for the Baltimore Ravens-Texans game on Christmas Day. Two tickets in the suite look, I'll tell you what.
Holy smokes!
Yeah, man, our boss lady running Odyssey Houston now. I mean, she don't skimp on the tailgating the suite experience at a Texans game. So. You definitely want to scan that QR code, get registered ASAP, and give yourself a chance to win that big-time prize pack, Ultimate Football Tailgate Package, sponsored by Academy Sports and Outdoors.
YouTube and Twitch, we appreciate you. However you're joining us, Odyssey app in your cars, here from YouTube and Twitch. Brother Ron is going through a midlife crisis. Lost a bit to be able to get his hair dyed. Now bringing out the shades to go with it.
Is that my boy?
Let's effing go. Listen, guys. I wouldn't say it's a midlife crisis. I'm just enjoying life. All right.
Well, I mean, call
if I had, now, if I had the rope chain, that's what I've been looking for.
Well,
if
we'll
I had
get that next. We'll add that next. Man. I mean, call it what the hell you want to call it. If Ron wants to do it, Ron can do it. If it's blonde tips and Louis Vuitton shades, so be it.
I just really believe, Tyler, I don't think what I'm doing is Cisco. Cisco was more platinum. Or didn't know you're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that no, that's fair. That
Cisco
is fair.
Have a run of blonde though. I remember, like when I think of Thong Song, I think of him with that straight platinum. Did he have a run
it
of blonde?
Was, I don't know about that. Nah, it was platinum.
It was like it was, that platinum white, yeah. Like
and,
the
and
whole
it,
time.
I don't know what the product is, Ron. You may be able to help me on this one. I've never used the product, but it was stuck to his head. The hair was straight and stuck to his head. It was like long
product.
Waves. It was like long and wavy. You know, not like super long, but like a couple inches long and wavy.
It was straight.
I've
got more of a Winona Judd kind of look.
Oh, you broke Winona out. That is Winona, I mean boy, that is a famous red for sure. I mean, to be the color is definitely Rodman.
Rodman would have more colors than this.
When he did the red, I think it was for the wedding dress. I think maybe I don't remember exactly, but there's a if you Google blonde haired black guys, I'm pretty sure Rodman's comes up and it's gold. It's yours, man. I'm pretty sure that's who it is.
Well, it won't take long for somebody to go out here and. And Google
post
up,
it.
And Google.
Hold on, Joe.
Black blonde haired guys.
Yeah, but add Louis Vuitton glasses on there. See if you can find today's Ron.
I'm sorry, boy. This feels like a whole vibe right now.
Hell, let's vibe out, man.
All right. Let's get to this game here. Football Friday here, and Clint. There's a report. When we get the complete injury report, we will pass that along to you. But coming from Aaron Wilson, Clint, this is not good news. Not good news at all what he's reporting. The Texans make plans on defense to go without Azeez Alshire, Henry Toa-Toa, Kamari Lassiter, Jimmy Ward. They are looking to be sidelined in this game, Clint. That's four starters, and that goes along with Christian Harris, who's already out. We'll see what I think it's good to see that Foley Fatakasi is not immediately on this list. He is somebody else on that D-line that has missed practice this entire week, so maybe there's a chance that he could go. But already here, and this was earlier during the day, I think in the morning, that this was reported that the two linebackers, Toa-Toa, Alshire, and Kamari Lassiter, Jimmy Ward, we already knew, but those two, they're already announcing that potentially they're going to be sidelined. And we'll see, I'm guessing a little bit later on when the injury report comes out, there will be more definitive no. But that is something we looked at yesterday and feared from a Texans perspective. And this here is saying it looks like Neville Hewitt and Jake Hansen have been playing with the first team as linebackers, Clint. And that looks like that's the direction they'll probably have to go, Clint, without Toa-Toa and Alshire.
Yeah.
Tough to deal with this team they're playing.
Well, it's tough to deal with anytime, really. I mean, you're missing your top three linebackers in a two linebacker system, and yeah. I mean that's scary. And then as we talked about yesterday, what is it? Is it Phillips?
Yeah,
Phillips is a relatively unknown, but he's banged up as well, and not that he would start, but he would damn sure be a guy that's in the rotation. And so not only are you down your top three, your three most talented linebackers in a two-linebacker system, but you also have a guy that would be, at this point, a serious role player. He's injured as well. So now you're down the depth chart to your fourth and fifth best linebackers, and really guys that are on the team because they also play special teams and play special teams well. And not only are you two of those guys, you're thin in the rotation. And hopefully Delshon Phillips is back and can go. And hopefully when he does go, that whatever's banged up there isn't a problem in this game. I think it was a hip, if I remember correctly. Hopefully that's better. But, yeah, I mean, you're talking about facing One of the best run attacks in all of football. I said it yesterday. The Baltimore Ravens are about 40 to 50 yards better than the next best run attack in the NFL in terms of yards per game on the ground. And so they're not in the Baltimore Ravens class, but they are in the class of the 49ers, the Detroit Lions. They are in the class of some of the more physical downhill run football teams, and they've got dudes, right?
They come from that system with the 49ers, yeah, where they want to run the football.
Yeah, yeah.
They want to run it.
And they got dudes. And so they've got a great play caller that when you get a balanced attack, it's not just run pass. It's all complementary to each other. It's all tied together. The actions, the formations, the motions, they're all tied together for a reason. It's not an offensive coordinator out there. It's just running plays and picking out of a hat and let's use this motion this time. It's all tied together. There's a method to the madness. And at the end of the day, man, this is one of them offenses that's going to pose a real challenge, even if you had your frontline starters. And not having them LBs is going to be a problem Saturday.
Speaking of that, Matt Burke, the defensive coordinator for the Houston Texans, he spoke yesterday as the coordinator spoke. And we didn't know at that time that they were going to be without. We didn't know. I'm guessing they knew at that time that they probably would be without their linebackers. But he talked about, you know, where they go after this, where they go with the possibility of not having those two guys out there in the linebacker position.
Yeah, I mean, again, everywhere that we play, that's part of what we do and part of the mantra. Honestly, it's going to probably be like this for as long as you're covering football and as long as you let me coach. So, yeah, we feel good about all the guys, and it's been a really good start to the week so far, just in preparation. And whatever team we're able to field out there, we'll be ready to go.
All right, there it is, that next man up mentality that the Texans have. And they've had that, and they've actually done pretty well with that since D'Amico Ryans has gotten here with injuries. But when you talk about the opponent, this is a tall task. I guess I will go here with you and the people. You can jump in on this as well, 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, jump in on a Football Friday. When you look at this, Clint, we're talking a starting corner out. What'd you say? Your top three linebackers in a two-linebacker system. They're out. You're going Jake Hansen and Neville Hewitt. A little few things like this, you wonder what this means for Frank Ross and special teams, because those are big-time special teams guys that are now your starting linebackers. So how does that change there? But we ain't going to talk about no special teams like right there in this opening block. Y'all can do that. But do you think D'Amico needs to make major changes of how he approaches this game defensively because of these injuries? No safety, a safety out in Jimmy Ward, but we've seen Bullock kind of fill that role a little bit more. But these are a lot of guys they have out. In your opinion, do you think they've got to make some pretty major changes of how they approach defense?
No, I don't think you make major changes. No, I don't. I think if anything, you keep it simple, right? I mean, you got backups in there that you want them to play fast, and just generally speaking, when backups are in the game, simplify and play fast, play downhill, be physical, and give yourself a chance. Now, these are backups that have been in this program as long as the starters have been in the program, so there's no reason why they shouldn't know any and everything and be expected to mentally be on the up and up with this defense. There's no reason things should slow down. I'll be honest with you, as we talk through it. Now, do I think that, let's just take Christian Harris completely out of the conversation, because Christian Harris wasn't here anyway, and you just look at the two linebackers that have been there, Henry Toa Toa and Aziz Al-Shaair. I don't think either one of these guys are on the same level as those two guys are at all. But when it comes to playing the run and playing downhill and being physical, I think Neville Hewitt is as physical and a good a run stopper as anybody in this game. I'm sorry, on the defensive side of the football at the linebacker position. Now, we can get into the coverages and how are they going to fare, you know, in the zone coverage.
Do you help them that way? Yeah.
There's some things there that you could, like, I'd understand maybe having some concerns. But when it comes to first, priority number one is for the Texans, and that's stopping the run. I don't know that Neville Hewitt isn't going to be as good as anybody out there at getting downhill and being physical. He's an absolute headhunter. He's fearless. He's reckless. Very much like Aziz Al-Shaair in general. Very much like this year. Now, does he have the instincts? I don't know that we've seen enough to say that. I don't think he's on their level quite yet, but I do think he can play comparable linebacker as it pertains to stopping the run. So, it's definitely a concern because, hell, anytime you're that deep on the depth chart, there's a concern. But I'll tell you, man, I'm not as concerned as one might be, given that you got to play your fourth and fifth best linebacker in the game against Green Bay.
Yeah, he's been super super aggressive. Yeah. Him and Matt Burke up to this point, and I like the thought of, hey guys, play fast, let's not do a lot of thinking, but I also think you got to protect these guys like Ross, who's going to be the second corner, who you could see that the Packers trying to get after. The tight ends have been really good for the Packers. You could potentially see a matchup with Jake Hansen and Neville Hewitt. Those are the guys inside. I think you want them to be aggressive and play fast. I think Kate Stover said that with us yesterday. But I also think you got to protect them and not put them in positions to where they get hurt. I think before we'd say, hey, I think there's a – reckless and aggressive can be real close to each other depending on the personnel, right? Yep. I can say really aggressive with Lassiter and Stingley, and then it could be reckless with Ross or whoever else.
Here's the deal, Ron. They're going to get got in the run in the play action game. Take it to the bank now. If Tyler, if you've got a prop of these linebackers getting got early in this game on a very specific
prop.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's not there's
not sure I got that one.
that'd be a tough one to find. But if there were one, I believe they're gonna get got early in play action. Now that's
interesting you said that. I heard Leroy Butler, who covers the Packers, Hall of Famer. He said it's not about the yards for the Packers, it's about the attempts and how often they run the football so they can get to play action. That's what it is.
Yeah. Well, they're going to look, like I said, this group's going to be really aggressive versus a run, and they're going to get got in the play action game. I mean, I think the starters would get got in the play action game. I mean, it's one thing. Usually when we talk about play action, right, we think that the C.J. Stroud to Nico Collins, the fake toss and the long run fake, and then he drops back and throws the deep bomb over the top. That's not the action that I'm talking about. Now they'll hit those too, but the action that I'm talking about is that just slow action, ball in the belly of the running back out of gun, and then he comes up, almost an RPO type action, if you want to call that a play action, which it is. That to me, that's the quicker actions. And then just popping the ball over the head of the linebackers in front of the safeties. I mean, that kind of stuff is where I think that the Texans are going to be
vulnerable,
right? And with these guys, and really with anybody in there. I think the Packers have gotten everybody that they play with that particular action. So it's going to happen. Book it. It's just a matter of, to me, is can these guys play the run as aggressively and as instinctually as we've seen Toa Toa and Azeez Al-Shaair this year. If they can, then I'm not worried about that issue at all right now.
Because that is the part. It's not like, you know, hey, they're just replacing. They're replacing guys who have been, like, both of them have been pleasant surprises in what their production has been. I think both coming into the year, I think we would say Al-Shaair's been better, if not a lot better, on the field than we thought he would be. And Henry Toa Toa has taken it to a whole nother level than he did last year. As you've praised that multiple times. I think he was on your stock up last year. So they're replacing guys that have been strengths to this team here in the early part of the year. We'll see if they have to do so. Someone here checking in on the text line saying, I believe in the coach's ability to get the most out of the players, especially the linebackers. We trust that. Yeah,
100%. D'Amico Ryans is there's I don't cover every team, but I'd be shocked if there's another coaching staff, not just D'Amico, but on both sides of the ball, that have overcome major injuries better than Bobby Slowick and D'Amico Ryans, the two play callers on this football team. I'll argue that there's not another team that is more prepared in terms of how well their depth has played. Last year, this year, week in, week out, month by month, there's certain players that you see playing at a high level that we did not expect to even see, and they get in the game and they're playing at a high level. We talked about George Fant, the swing tackle you know, yesterday, Devin Singletary's jumped in and had a hell of a season last year, earned himself another contract, a little bit of a contract with the Giants. Was it Giants? Is where he is? Is he the Giants?
Devin, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, there's just guys that jump in, and obviously overcoming the offensive linemen that were out all, you know, early in the season, the wide receivers that were out late in the season, the secondary that was out late in the season. I mean, it was just this group, I have zero concerns. They will have whoever is playing linebacker, they'll have those guys ready, and they'll play a good brand of ball.
All right, coming up, matchup-wise for the Texans, is this the toughest test that they will face? This Packers offense, matchup-wise, is this the toughest test? We'll break that down coming up next right here live on The Drive from East River 9. Come on out. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. Come hang out with us.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from East River 9, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back. The Drive is live on a Football Friday as we are here at East River 9. We'll be here till 6 o'clock.
Yes!
So bring your tail on out here. Your chance to win. We've got two $25 Visa.
Academy, man. Sports, learn from your mistakes,
gift
bro.
Cards.
I'm telling you, man. I know I'm going to get a message. I'm going to get a message for that one. $25 Academy Sports and Outdoors gift cards. We appreciate our good friends at Academy Sports. It ain't just Visa, man. They got you hooked up. I know exactly what I would go and spend my $25 on. I got to do a brisket. I got to do two of them tomorrow. We got our kids homecoming, Southside Saints homecoming. I got to do. They asked me to do a couple of briskets. So
yeah, that's what you should do.
I know I'm gonna find myself in Academy Sports this weekend. I need to get some rubs, man. They got that meat church. Tyler, I know you know about that. I love
them rubs.
Give me some rubs in there. That's what I would do with my $25 gift card if I had it at Academy Sports.
Yeah, look, if one, that $25 go a long way. And to your point specifically, your grilling headquarters, the grilling department at Academy Sports and Outdoors is big time now.
Yeah, shout out to Texas Star Grill Shop too as well. But I mean, sure. Both of them. Either way, but no, man, that's exactly what I would do. But you got a chance to come on out, do that as well. $25 gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors, and your chance to win Houston Cougar tickets as well, as they will face the Baylor Bears. You can win a pair of those tickets as well. You got to be in attendance. Come on out. Put your name in our raffle box right now. And if you're in the building right now, I would suggest you fill that out and put your name in the raffle box to give yourself a chance to win some bucks. All right, Clint, would you agree with this? And I think it started to become just really the truth when you start to add in everybody that the Packers have and everybody that the Texans are going to potentially be playing without this week. This is the toughest test that D'Amico and Matt Burke and that defense have had to face this year, right?
Yeah, I think it's the biggest challenge. Yeah, I think when you, especially looking back, I mean, we know a little bit more about the Colts. They're not quite as dangerous as we thought they were going to be, could potentially be with Jonathan Taylor and Pittman and Downs and obviously Anthony Richardson. You know, you look at that and you go, man, that could be, if he takes a step, that could be nasty. We now know that that's not the case, at least at this point in the season. You know, when we faced the Bears, Caleb Williams wasn't what he is today. He's developing in a big way. Luckily, we caught them early. You'd rather catch him early than after he gets that train moving down the track, and he appears to be doing that. You know, you look at they played a hell of a football game against the Bills with Josh Allen, but you know, Josh and Cook, the running back, that running game, they were never really able to lean into that real heavily because the Texans got a lead in the first half, and his wide receivers just leave a lot to be desired, hence why they went and got Amari Cooper.
They didn't have their top guy in that game.
Yeah, and they didn't have Shakir. Yeah, so, I mean, when you look at it.
The Vikings would be the only one that is comparable.
Correct.
But even they had, like, damn Addison it. Out. Hawkinson out.
Well, coming into that Vikings game, we didn't know what we were up against. We didn't know that they were one of the teams that when we played them, we had no idea that they were going to turn into an undefeated football team and appear to be this year's surprise, at least to date, Super Bowl caliber football team. So I think the week leading up to the game, As we look at this Texans schedule so far, I would say that the Green Bay Packers are the best, most complete football team that the Texans have faced. Offensively, they got a quarterback. They got the second best run game in the league. From a just an overall yards production per game, they are top five. They're spinning it around the park to the tune of a top 10 football team. They're running it, like I said, second in the league. Offensively, they're nails. They're 27 points a game, so they're in that top 10 in points per game, which is separated by about 3 points, I think, the whole top 10. So offensively, it's the best football team that they faced without a doubt, the most complete football team that they faced without a doubt. They got several guys that they'll spread the football around to, and it's what they do from an identity standpoint. They're not doing that because people are taking away a top receiver. They believe in complementary pieces, and they're complementary, and they're moving the football with them. So, yeah, I would say that this is the most complete football team that the Texans have prepared for to date.
Yeah, I agree. And really, to be honest with you, when you start to look at no Lassiter, no linebackers, when you start to take that off, I don't even think it's close now. Because I would say even if the Texans were fully healthy, this would still be the toughest. Combination of things that you're dealing with.
Oh, yeah, the Texans' health doesn't change the opponent that you're.
I think it just makes it even more.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the Texans right now. You're missing what's been your best interior defensive lineman to date in Mario Edwards. You're missing your top three linebackers in a two linebacker set. You're missing one of your starting two safeties, and you're missing one of your starting two corners. They're beat up. They got some problems defensively, but. That's the fact of the matter is whoever's preparing, whether they got injuries or not, they're preparing for the toughest matchup, the biggest challenge that they've had this year.
Now, we have talked a lot about the guys that are out because it is important. As you mentioned there also, Mario Edwards Jr. has been a starter too. He's out of this game due to suspension. This is his first game he's serving that suspension. But they do get Denico Autry back. And in some form or fashion, That is a plus. He is somebody that they had in the fold and had plans for when they brought him in. Hell, they brought him in before they got Danielle Hunter. That was a guy that they really wanted to use. They remember, this is a guy who had 11 sacks, I believe, last year with the Titans and has been a guy that's got double-digit sacks. And as Nick said earlier with Payne and Pendergast this week, that he has, you know, some position flexibility that they like to use. He can be a big factor. Adding him in, especially if the Packers, you know, get in a position where they got to throw the ball a lot.
Yeah, Ron, I think this is a big game, and the pressure's on Denico Autry, and the pressure's on D'Amico Ryans. They have sold him as an inside force, any way you slice it. Now, they can start talking about, I know I heard Matt Burke today or yesterday talking about, oh, well, he's the position flex, and he's a big defensive end and a pass-rushing interior guy. No, man, he was the guy that y'all sold as an inside force. When you were making win now moves, and it couldn't have worked out potentially better for Denico Autry, but you lose Mario Edwards, who wasn't really even in the equation of being your top interior defensive lineman until training camp started, right? You lose that guy. Now you insert Denico Autry, who was a big time offseason win now move. Like Denico Autry, if he goes out there and plays big time, you can check those boxes for D'Amico and Nick as that was the right move to make and the best move to make, and it was a hell of a decision. But if he goes out there and this team just appears to get ran through interior defensive line-wise, then we got some big-time questions.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy was sold as an inside force. Any way you slice it, he was sold as an inside force.
But more pass rush, right? Or you think
– No, I mean, yeah, to me and you. Yeah, to me and you, but when you look up, you look at the moves that the Texans made, it was every time, oh, Denico Autry, he's going to be an inside, and then Tim Settle, the snap counts that he played, and then how many starts Foley Fatakasi has, and all that. No, I mean, he was the headliner of the offseason signs on the inside of a totally remade interior defensive line. He was the headliner.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I see it. I don't know about you. That's damn sure how I see it.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. It works out perfectly. That the thing happened with Mario Edwards.
The timing does. That's for damn sure. We'll see if in reality it does.
And we'll see how much he can go in this game, too, if there's any kind of snap count. All right, coming up as we continue live on the road here on The Drive, There's some big games. The Texans play one of the bigger games this week. They've got Jim Nance and Tony Romo on the call. But there's some other big, big games this week as well. We'll take a look at it in an interesting way.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's coming up next.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from East River 9, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I about need a drink, fellas. Welcome to East River 9 in here. Just a water, all right? Calm down. I'll probably drink more than water.
Hell with your gallbladder, man. Hell with that surgery you had. Go ahead and eat all the fried food you can. Just drink everything you can.
It was just
no big deal, man. I don't want to hear about it when you get stuck in that restroom.
Hey, I can tell you, man. I tried that smoothie right out of there. That's what the milk.
That old milk got
that
you.
That milk took me out. You sound like Courtney, boy. That I had that surgery. It was out. I went down there to help the team I coach, and she's just texting me repeatedly, you're not coaching. Come back into the stands right now.
Just sit in the stands.
She just kept testing it. Don't ignore me.
Hold on, Joe.
I'm about 3 days removed at that point.
Yeah, you got to get back in it, man.
Get back in it. But no, I'm good, baby. I'm good. I'm almost back to 100. Get on down here, though, and hang out with us as Football Friday here, Academy Sports. A couple of gift cards, two $25 gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors, and Houston Cougar tickets to see them play the Baylor Bears. We'll be hooking somebody up first in hour three. So coming up in the next hour is the first time we'll hook somebody up. And I love, man, looking out here. People look like they're just having a good time together, good fellowship, good drinks being passed around. I'm getting a little. That gets me going right there.
Yeah, I mean,
and
look,
I see that look like your drink right there.
That would be a ranch water in one of them Topo Chico bottles. Don't even take. Don't just dump part of the bottle out and then put me some tequila.
I really
lime
don't like how sometimes you and my wife just kind of drink the same stuff. The same thoughts.
I mean, I've always liked Courtney more than you. I mean, I'll be honest. She's all right. She got great taste. She got great taste.
She does.
Other than men. yeah, man, that right there. Come on, that's when I first time I saw it. What, I mean, heck, it wasn't long ago. It was at a Big City.
No, yeah.
First time I saw somebody make a ranch water in a Topo Chico bottle, I said, let me watch this. I went up there and watched him, and I picked me some Topo Chicos up on the way home.
It sounds like a similar conversation I've had with her.
Yeah, you don't waste no glasses at the crib. You don't need. You throw it away. You don't. I mean, it's easy cleaning.
What's that on the rim?
Tahini.
What's that on the rim? And then me, I take my frozen and just.
You over there drinking that frozen sugar. No gallbladder having that.
I'm with my radio partner and with my wife. Our drinks look the same. Look the same. All right. Listen, a lot of great games this weekend. I think, as I said, I think the Texans and the Packers are right there at the top. All right, let's play a little game, fellas, and text line and listeners on YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in on this too. All right, one man out, one got to go. You can only pick two of these great games. I'm not going to do this to you, and I'll take the Texans and the Packers out. But there are three other really big games this weekend, and I'm telling you, you got the screen. You can split screen that bad boy, Clinton Tyler, listeners out there, but you can only pick two to put on that screen. You got the Lions and the Vikings. You got the Chiefs and the 49ers, a rematch of the Super Bowl. That Lions and the Vikings, that'll be for first place in the NFC and first place in the NFC North. And then a sneaky one, Monday Night Football. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Baker Mayfield is quietly an MVP candidate. And Lamar Jackson, the reigning MVP, he is also an MVP candidate. Those are the top two scoring offenses in the NFL right there, the Bucs and the Ravens, Monday Night Football. So those are all teams with really good records, just like the Packers and the Texans, and first-place level teams, Clint. But you can only get two of them. You can only get two of them. Which two are you picking out? Which is the odd man out for you? Because this is tough. Those are all games to me, Clint, that I have real interest in watching.
Yeah, this is a tough one for me because I love Baker Mayfield. I love the underdog story. I love the me against the world chip on the shoulder. I love the storyline of him in college and ultimately where he ended up. I love the bouncing from Cleveland Browns, trying his damnedest to make it work. And he moves on to the Bucs and has these guys rocking and rolling. But if I got to just pick two, it's Lions and Vikings, man, and Chiefs and 49ers. Those are the two games for me. I believe the Vikings are for real, and we're going to find out versus the Lions. And then anybody that don't want to see Chiefs 49ers, that's a tough. I mean that for what are we looking at about a 4-year run of those two teams right there being
met in the Super Bowl twice.
Yeah,
they've met in the regular season a couple of times.
Yeah,
I've
got to go Lions, Vikings, Chiefs, 49ers. I would hate to miss the Bucks, Ravens. Thankfully, it's on Monday night. I don't have to. But yes, if the odd man out for me is Bucks at Ravens, I feel like I've seen this, and this is probably not fair to say, but I don't mean it in this way because I do think they're real contenders this year. I think that the game has changed for Lamar and the Ravens. But I feel like I've seen Lamar and the Ravens dominate regular season NFL before.
Yeah, people texting in. Someone said Chiefs 49ers out. Another one, Chiefs 49ers out. We've seen this one a lot.
Mm-hmm. Not this year. I got to see this one, man.
Yeah. Tyler, which is the odd man out for you of these three games? Tyler, if you could only split screen it and only have two of them, which is the odd man out? Look at Reg in the building.
Oh, that's tough. I think I'm probably going Bucks at Ravens.
Really?
Because, I mean, I've been finding myself lately watching more Vikings than I ever have, mainly because I want to know if they're for real and if that ass kicking I got to watch live was for real. And obviously, I mean, Clint, everything he just laid out there with the Chiefs at 49ers, that's a ball game I don't want to miss. So, yeah, I guess 5-2, I'm going Bucks at Ravens.
See, it's the Lions Vikings for me, like that, like Baker versus Lamar. That intrigues me. Jared Goff and Sam Darnold. Like, I mean, that y'all don't know about that. Like, they're both playing really, really well, but those other two matchups right there, one the Chiefs, the Niners. I think there's just something there.
Yep.
With those two teams, and of course for me, that's one I want to watch, and the Bucks, like Baker versus Lamar, that is interesting to me. Honestly, I think the Lions are going to blow the doors off the Vikings.
Yeah, oh, wow.
That's another one for me. I don't think that. I think the Vikings have kind of been. They outside of that Texans game, I think they've been kind of flirting with it, right? I think the Jets should have beat them in their last game. I think the Jets self-destructed a lot themselves in that game.
Simple.
I mean, they had three interceptions, one return for a touchdown. They had two other times where they didn't, where they had to turn the ball over on downs. That's like right there in a game that was a one possession game. And I think the Lions, what we saw last week, I think they're on the mission. Even if this, even with this thing being in Minnesota, and nobody knows more than Tyler how deafening that place can be. I don't think that game's going to be close. The other two games, I'm a little bit more intrigued to see what it is. Brock Purdy's been playing a lot better too this year, and doing it without having all of his great players around him. But that. Yeah, the Lions-Vikings, I don't think that one's going to be close.
See, I think the Ravens run away with that game.
I could see prime time.
And like I said, I hope I'm wrong because I want to see Baker Mayfield. I mean, if Baker goes and beats the Ravens in Baltimore, I mean, all of a sudden now you're talking about the Bucks
in a
real serious fashion. Yeah, you're looking at them different with all that firepower they got.
But they're the ones who went into Detroit and won.
Look, Baker's MO is simple. He can go in. If Baker's got a decent squad around him, he can go in and beat anybody in the game. But he can also get absolute doors blown off of him because he's playing poorly and making poor decisions and holding the football too long, trying to be Superman. So, I mean, it's if Baker can show the first 8-10 weeks of the season that he can be just steady Eddie and consistently play well, they're going to be a problem.
Oh yeah, I think they're much more serious than others. They come out of that game and they beat the Ravens and the Lions on the road.
Come on, man!
You got to put them up as high as anyone in the league. All right, should be a good weekend of football. Not only here, as we said, CBS's number one team is doing that Packers Texans game, but a lot of other games on the docket this weekend. On Sunday, that'll be big, big games. All right, coming up, we understand the injury issues, and we'll go over them again. If you don't know, it looks like the Texans are going to be without more starters in this game. But with that being said, I want you to think on this, and we'll discuss this on the other side. If the Texans win this game in Lambeau, they go into Green Bay, and they win this game, you will walk away thinking what about the Houston Texans? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.